Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we are jumping right into it here on this Monday morning. We, as I mentioned at the close of the show on Friday, we need to talk about the Flathead Lake water levels, and we're going to do that here on this Monday. Kicking things off, joining us live from Whitefish, from the Flathead Valley, Montana Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke. Before we get to the lake levels, I know you're a Navy veteran, but what about the 250th birthday for the great United States Army and the parade in Washington, D.C.? Congressman, great to have you.
Well, I got to hand it to the Army. They know how to run a parade. You know, for those who watched it, I was in and out watching it. A great parade success. Protests were mild, but glad to see it go off without a hitch. It looked a lot of fun. So for me, I made my way to Montana and did the honeydew list. I hadn't been back in a while and had a little lawn to mow and other things, but great parade. Yeah, the background, of course, too, was the Israeli-Iran. And look, Israel had to do what they got to do, because Iran was quickly weaponizing. They do have enough enriched material. Thank you, Obama. Terrible deal. And one should realize, too, I hear this, why are we involved? They targeted our president. They targeted our president. So they tried to assassinate him twice through, that's the common sources now. And look, it was Father's Day over the weekend. And as you served. There are a lot of fathers that didn't make it back as a result of Iran. Iran was funding the counter coalition forces in Iraq. They funded Hezbollah. They funded Hamas. They funded Houthis. They're the source of the evil. And look, they have said that they would annihilate, destroy Israel. It got to that tipping point, and Israel had to move.
Yeah, I've got some audio from Ted Cruz talking about why this theocratic, you could almost say suicidal regime in Tehran, why they absolutely must not be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. This is such a critical moment, really, in world history, frankly.
Well, it is, and there is no doubt that, again, the head of the snake is Iran. And for those listeners out there, the Ayatollah Khamenei, this is a quote, that virgins in custody should be raped before murdered so they don't go to heaven. You can't make that up. But this regime is evil, and if they have a nuclear bomb, they're going to use it. They've said over and over and over, death to America, destruction of Israel. But they can't have a nuclear weapon. President Trump has made that crystal clear. They won't be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. And Israel is targeting military targets, while the other side is targeting civilians. So there you have it.
On a lighter note, I got a kick out of some of our Marine Corps veteran friends talking about the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. They said, "Happy birthday to the U.S. Army from your younger, better-looking siblings." That's what the Marines had to say over the weekend. I got a bit of a kick out of that one. All right, more to follow with Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke. We're going to talk about the lake levels at Flathead Lake and much more. Yeah, he's joining us live, so stand by. We'll come back to him right after this opening. You're listening to a best of Montana Talks. Hold your phone calls for today.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Some sunshine early on today, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high nearing 87. Scattered showers early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low around 58. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday. Some storms may be severe with our high nearing 82. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night with a low around 55. Sunshine with a high of 84 into Sunday, then clear skies Sunday night with a low around 58. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Kara Foster.
Securing America.
During a Wednesday briefing, the Pentagon spoke further about the decision to pause the shipment of some arms to Ukraine. Pentagon Chief Spokesman Sean Parnell said the decision was part of a capability review designed
to ensure U.S. military aid aligns with our defense priorities.
Parnell further explaining that
we see this as a common sense, pragmatic step towards having a framework to evaluate what munitions are sent and where.
The concern was that the aid given to Ukraine has reduced American stockpiles too far.
We can't give weapons to everybody all around the world. We have to look out for America and defending our homeland and our troops around the world.
But Parnell warns,
let it be known that our military has everything that it needs to conduct any mission, anywhere, anytime, all around the world.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
You're listening to the best of Montana Talks.
Uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Crazy on display for the far left so-called No Kings protests in Montana. I've got some photos and a roll-up thanks to Roy McKenzie with Western MT News. Check that out at MontanaTalks.com. We'll talk about that more here in just a few minutes. But yeah, let's start with the Flathead Lake levels. Congressman Zinke, we saw this during the Biden regime. They deliberately were letting the Flathead Lake levels go to really bad levels, frankly. And then they just wanted to blame it all on climate change. And then you jumped in and made some things happen. But now you're jumping early. You know, we've got drought. We had low snowpack. So talk about what you were able to get done for Flathead Lake.
Well, you know, I'm a son of a plumber, three generations, and it's really a matter of you have the Flathead Lake, which is the bathtub, using that analogy. You have the faucet, which is Hungry Horse Dam, and that drainage system, and then you have the drain, which is the dam. And they've used different flow models, but a couple things. One is we need better technology, and technology is available. We know how much snowpack, we know how much moisture is in that basin, that we need to, on that moisture and calculation, then you control the flow. It's really simple. You keep it full pool at June 15th, and you keep it full pool till September 15th. Of course, on the downside, you have the dam, and that's they use that for power, and they generate electricity and income. That's fair. On the upper side, you have Hungry Horse Dam and release. It's inexcusable, and I've heard this. Well, you know, those snow melts. We have all these things. No, it's inexcusable that you can't use science, best science, to keep the lake full. And there's different tensions, there's electricity, there's power generation, there's downstream interests, which are the fisheries and salmon folks downstream for minimum flows. There's upstream tension. If you wait too long, then you're going to blow the fish out on the upper part. So, guys, use better management. The Secretary of Interior, now Doug Burgum, requested that they close the flow off down to minimum, which the tribe is doing. Thank you very, very much. And open the dam up early so they can maintain flows. But it's a matter of just easy plumbing to keep that lake full, to make sure that people recreate and enjoy the summer and the great Flathead Lake as we should. Keep it full pool from June 15th to 15th of September. Everyone's happy. It can be done. It should be done. And it must be done. And then there you have it, Aaron.
Yeah, I saw a write-up from the Flathead Beacon that you had shared on Facebook, thanks to an agreement between the Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and the CSKT. The dam will reduce flows by 45% and keep the lake within 12 inches of full pool, preventing the catastrophic prediction of 3 feet below full pool. I appreciate the tribe and the administration hearing our concerns. Yeah, I got a bunch of emails. I mentioned it on the show Friday and then got a bunch of emails over the weekend for folks saying, yes, please address this topic of the Flathead lake levels. Because, look, that this is why we manage water in Northwest, in the entire Pacific Northwest. This is why these dams were built, so that we could manage the resource.
Well, and dams are more than power. Dams are flood mitigation, they're transportation. You know, but when you bring it down below pool, you know, a lot of people's docks, and there's a lot of businesses that count on the summer for their primary income. And, you know, there's a lot of obstacles out there in the lake when it gets too low. You know, you're used to, you know, scooting around the lake, no problem, but all of a sudden you got rocks and stuff to show up. It's a danger. So, you know, again, it's a plumbing problem. I am grateful for the tribe to recognize it and bring it down to minimum. Thank you, Doug Burgum, the Interior Secretary. And now it's increased flows up at the you know, Hungry Horse Reservoir. And they're down, you know, a little, but in my lifetime I've seen them down 100 feet. So there's plenty of water in there. But, again, let's use best science and get ahead of the curve every year. We know how much snowpack was. It's around 80% this year. Wasn't the best. Wasn't the worst by far. Hopefully we'll get some rain in there and everyone's happy. But, you know, in the summer, a lot of the businesses, that's where they make their money. In the summer, you got a lot of investment in there for the marinas, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, people like fishing, you know, both on the upper and lower Flathead, and they like floating. But there's plenty of water if we manage it. And it's about managing resources, you know, no different than managing our forests. You know, we don't like these catastrophic fires because it's a lack of managing our forests. Get rid of the dead and dying timber, get it on early, get a spot fire, do prescribed burns late in the season so it doesn't get out of hand. It's a management issue which we all should support.
Yeah, and I remember, what was it, last summer or the summer, maybe it was the summer before when, you know, another dry year. And like right now, you know, you've got south central Montana, got a lot of snow. The Beartooth did well with snow, and the Billings area did good with rain and moisture and things like that. But then northeast Montana is still getting hit really hard with drought. In northwest Montana, wasn't getting the snowpack they wanted. And so, but I remember, what was it, a couple years ago, and the Democrats, some of them on the Montana Politics hashtag on Twitter were like, oh, who cares about Flathead Lake? Just let the water spill out. And it's like, my goodness, these people are so out of touch. Speaking of being out of touch, what about the so-called No Kings protests by the radical left over the weekend? Congressman Zinke is going to stick with us here for more coming up right after the Farm and Ranch Report. Stand by.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There are new rules for stablecoin, thanks to the U.S. Senate. A recent bipartisan vote would establish regulations for stablecoins, marking a significant step in cryptocurrency policy. The vote was 68-30. Democrats were divided on the bill, with 18 voting in favor of it, but a large faction remained steadfast in opposition due to concerns over what they called weak protections for consumers, national security, and financial stability. Supporters said the bill would bring regulatory clarity to the stablecoin market. It would also catalyze a key advance in the payment system and strengthen the dollar's position as the global reserve currency. Stablecoins are digital currencies pegged to a reserve asset, in this case, the U.S. dollar. The legislation would require issuers to maintain liquid reserves of safe investments such as U.S. Treasury debt, insured deposits, and overnight Treasury repurchase agreements. The stablecoin legislation is one part of establishing cryptocurrency policy. The other piece is to set rules for the offering, sale, and oversight of digital assets. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. And happy 4th of July, everybody. Well, President Trump's big, beautiful bill is finally done and headed to his desk for signing on this Independence Day. It seems like it took forever, but the president got what he wanted and just in time. And so did farmers. Updated reference prices, improved crop insurance, livestock and trade programs, plus some key tax breaks. House Budget Chair Jody Arrington of Texas summarizes the bill's gains.
Unleashing a rising tide of prosperity, securing our border, modernizing our national defense, and supercharging energy, agriculture, all the sectors of our economy that Washington has kept in a chokehold for too long.
However, Democrats have a different view. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries conducted a morning-long talkathon slamming Medicaid and SNAP cuts and the impact on millions of Americans.
And instead of trying to address that issue, Mr. Speaker, the one big ugly bill will rip nutritional benefits away from millions of Americans, including children, rip food from the mouths of hungry children and hungry veterans and hungry seniors. That is unacceptable.
Now, you can read more about the One Big Beautiful Bill's wins and losses for those of us in rural America by visiting us at westernagnetwork.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know that the office with the best view isn't a traditional office at all. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Give us a call from your office, wherever that may be. We'd love to chat. Find us at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Looking for tough, long-lasting stock tanks? Go fiberglass with Western Ranch Supply. Our non-rust, corrosion-free livestock water tanks are built to last forever. No more replacing rusted-out metal tanks. Choose from round, rectangular, or oblong styles in many sizes, all at competitive prices. Get yours today at Western Ranch Supply's Billings or Great Falls locations, or have them delivered right to your ranch.
Well, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced recently that the USDA is rescinding the 2001 roadless rule, which had prohibited road construction and timber harvesting on nearly 60 million acres of national forest lands across America. Supporters say the rollback aims to give local forest managers more flexibility for wildfire prevention, timber production, and rural development. And finally this morning, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has launched its July cattle inventory survey, mailing it to approximately 18,000 operations nationwide. This marks the first July survey since key reports were reinstated earlier this year. Now, producers can report beef and dairy inventories, calf crop, death loss, and cattle on feed at eggcounts.usda.gov, by phone, by mail, or still through a local interview with a NAS representative. And they say the July cattle inventory report will be released on July 25th. That's a look at your Daybreak Ag Report for the Western Ag Network. I'm Russell Nemitz.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that was the other big news update there. Thanks for Russell Nemitz for the reminder there in the Ag Report and the Farm and Ranch Report. You know, we heard a lot about this topic from our friends with the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association. The Biden regime was trying to tear out these hydropower dams in the Pacific Northwest. You know, we talk about some Democrats not standing up for Flathead Lake, as Congressman Ryan Zinke, you know, just announced this big deal to keep the lake, you know, in a much better position here heading into the, you know, the height of the summer tourist season. You know, it's just another reminder that the Democrats want to tear down some of these hydropower dams. And, And yet the Trump administration now just finally put the kibosh on that nonsense on the Snake River dams. Congressman Zinke, your thoughts on that one?
Well, look, dams are more than electricity. Dams are flood control, they're transportation. And the Flathead primarily gets all the electricity through, you know, Flathead Co-op, which is gets us from the dams. I am absolutely 100% opposed to taking down the dams in the Snake River and the Columbia River Basin. They were put there for a purpose. Again, it's more than just electricity. It is flood control. It is drought control, transportation. That whole system is enormously important for transportation. And these knuckleheads that want to take down the dams in pursuit of a small salmon population, and they spent billions and billions of dollars mitigating salmon. If they'd focus on salmon fisheries and hatcheries and making sure they manage the salmon population and not take down the dams, they'd be better off. But I'm 100% opposed to it. It was a backdoor deal without public comment from the Biden administration. Trump did the right thing and voided it. And he did the right thing in voting this nuclear deal. This nuclear deal is exactly why we are here, because it allowed Iran, by the way, to enrich uranium. It allowed Iran to develop missiles without any prohibition. So now they got ballistic missiles, not too far from intercontinental ballistic missiles, because this Iranian deal that Obama put together, supported by Biden, was a bad deal for Israel, a bad deal for America, and a bad deal for the world.
Let's go to these far-left No Kings, so-called No Kings protests that were across Montana over the weekend here as well. You know, I saw a car. I was picking up my daughter from the swimming pool with her friends on Saturday, and we drove past a car that had, covering the back window, F Trump, F ICE, and looking at the coverage out of Missoula and some of these others, this was just a "we hate Trump, we don't want the criminal illegal aliens deported" rally is what these far left Democrats were rallying against on Saturday.
Well, I appreciate everyone's right to protest and do it without violence. You know, freedom of expression, that's one of the paramount pillars of the Constitution. But what are they protesting? They're protesting ICE? What I see is a lot of Mexican flags. So you're protesting for illegal immigration. So is that what you're protesting for? You're protesting for, as ICE does their legal duty, that you're protesting law enforcement to do their legal duty to remove illegal aliens? And they're not going after, look who they're going after in L.A. They're going after hardened criminals. Sex traffickers, child traffickers, drug traffickers, and you're protesting removal of those elements? I don't get it. But if you want to protest and say that Trump's a king, I would refer to the election. He's not a king. He's president, and he's your president.
That's right.
But having said that, if you want to protest, if you want to do it peacefully, double thumbs up with me, express your opinion.
Go bang your drum.
I get abused.
Go bang your drum.
I get opinion a lot.
Yeah, they just look crazy. I mean, banging their drums, they looked crazy. I've got a video out of Bozeman that I'll talk about here later this morning. But in Missoula, they had F MAGA, F Trump. They had their rainbow flags, their trans flags, their upside down flags. I mean, and then of course the Mexican flags too. And then they had 8647 on several of these posters, which of course is a reminder of the disgraced former FBI director James Comey, who basically alluded that he wanted somebody to take out President Donald J. Trump. Hey, let me sneak in a quick phone call here, if you don't mind, Congressman Zinke. How much more time you got with us? I know you're driving across town.
I can go till almost the top of the hour.
Hey,
I'm actually in a car driving to Kalispell, but I'm not driving.
Perfect.
Safety first.
Yeah, that's well. Or you could be on Bluetooth too. No, that's what a beautiful drive. What a beautiful drive. I can see the ski runs right behind you right now as you drive south. Okay, well, let's sneak on a call here. 406-294-0970. We've got Ken in Billings first up here. Or wait a minute, what phone line is he on? He must be on line two. Okay, all right, there we go. Ken, what's on your mind? Did you have a quick question or comment?
control on the Rimrock Lake update. Forest Service is going to put that in the end of September, but I would ask that we use our, if someone from the federal delegation, if necessary, have Trump issue an executive order rescinding any wilderness provisions that would allow the Army Corps of Engineers or a detail from the National Guard to put in a temporary bridge across there this week and to facilitate the so that beaten path could be used, because for the hikers in the south central part of Montana, that beaten path is as important as Interstate 90 is to the state of Montana, or Flathead is to the northwest part of Montana.
Yeah, and this is the lake, and obviously Congressman Zinke now represents the western district. This is technically in the eastern congressional district, but hey, what's good for Montana is good for Montana, both sides of the state. Yeah, Congressman Zinke, really this comes down to getting that infrastructure rebuilt that was ripped out by the floods a few years ago. We've now had a second hiker go missing after falling in where the bridge fell out.
Well, you know, and I had the honor of representing all Montana when Montana had one, and believe me, what's good for Montana is good for the West and good for the East, so I don't really look at the dotted line, and Troy and I, you know, speak, you know, almost on a daily basis. Well, look, you know, Montana across the board has older, aging infrastructure. So I said in appropriations is I'm particularly concerned about the replacing these bridges like in Knoxon. We don't have a sewer system in Sealy Lake. So Sealy Lake doesn't even have a car wash because they don't have a sewer system. And a lot of our bridges, older roads, water infrastructure, we need to address it. You know, and because you have a proposed wilderness and all of a sudden there's fences and obstacles, no. Is that we need to get in there and make sure these older systems are maintained, improved in a lot of cases.
And get the job done. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back with more of the Best of Montana Talks. Hold your phone calls for today. You're listening to a Best of Montana Talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, what a great point. What a great phone call there from Ken, Ken in Billings. Yeah, I mean, that the flooding impacts from a few years ago when we had the massive floods along the Beartooth all the way over to Gardner and Paradise Valley, et cetera. Yeah, it wiped out a lot of the trail infrastructure, the bridge infrastructure. And so a bridge over the creek right there as that exits Rimrock Lake, you know, tragically lost a young college student hiker last year. And then now another young hiker lost again trying to cross a log over the water and fell in and disappeared. And the search is still ongoing. Yeah, it's just tragic. And again, like his point is like, what is with all the bureaucratic red tape? Get something put in place. Do something temporary if you have to while you're waiting on the, you know, the permanent replacement. On a good news front, I did see that the bridge over Woodbine Falls has now been replaced. So that's a popular hike along the Beartooth Front as well. In fact, my wife and I did that hike last summer. So, that's a good news update there. Let's sneak in another caller here as we chat live with Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke here in the early morning hours of the show. Tim in Billings, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for the call.
Morning, gentlemen. Just a Ken's point real quick. It's funny how the highway to Jackson Hole gets repaired in 22 days with all the influential jack holes that live in that town. And we can't even get a bridge repaired after 3 years. But the thing I was really calling about is paid protesters. You know, I saw there was a gentleman, I use that term loosely, gentleman, that struck one of the horses that one of the law enforcement agents was riding, and then another agent came and shoved him, and he fell. And that guy had a striking resemblance to the man who beat a drum in the face of a kid from Covington High School several years ago. And I'm sure that's the kind of response he was looking for when he was beating his drum in that kid's face. He wanted to get pushed down so he could make a spectacle of himself. And these people are paid protesters. There's operations like this quote-unquote company called Rise and Resist, and they pay these people to go out and protest. And if you go to Rise and Resist, you go to their website, you see how to donate to them, it's a link to Act Blue, which is the fundraising arm of the Democratic Party. I mean, let's get the money out of this stuff. If people want to protest peacefully, whatever, they shouldn't be getting paid to do it. It's just such a joke. It's all theater, and they kind of deserve to get a thump on the melon, if you ask me.
Well, and how many of these, especially if they're, you know, fighting with law enforcement, et cetera, and getting in their faces, yeah, you're going to get pushed back. Yeah, Tim, thanks for the call. Kim Strassel in the Wall Street Journal had a great report. I've got some audio I can share later where she highlights the professional protest class and how so many of these people are being paid, how it's all being orchestrated, not just by these far-left groups, but by organizations that receive taxpayer dollars that are then giving money to these anti-Trump protests. Congressman Zinke, your thoughts?
Well, you also have members of Congress like Maxine Waters who has said, you know, protest, get in their face, harass. You have a member of Congress now that is indicted for assaulting an ICE official in New Jersey. They you know, pushed it down. So, you know, a lot of it is leadership, too. You know, I'm glad to see a lot of my Democratic friends, which I do have Democratic friends, you know, are saying, you know, chill, look, you know, you can protest, great, but let's get the violence out of it and don't lay your hand or throw a rock or a Molotov cocktail. I mean, this is nuts. And it's un-American. And especially when you have, again, what's the core of the protest? You don't like President Trump? Okay. So you're gonna protest against ICE, against removing criminal elements, illegal aliens from this country? I mean, you want to look at the election? The election was largely about immigration, largely about that America, we're not in a position to accept a borderless country where you have drug traffickers, child traffickers, fentanyl. You got the fentanyl crisis in Bozeman. You had guys from Venezuela on the edge of the street, you know, harassing business owners. And that's for real. A lot of that is now being attended to because, look, we're a country of laws. Again, you know, protest, yeah, peacefully, great. Express your opinion. You want to support whatever you want to support. That's the Constitution. I am absolutely for it, and I fought for it. You know, as a veteran, and so did you, Aaron. You know, you fought for people's rights to do that.
That's right.
But there's lines. And the line, when you start attacking law enforcement officials and you start interfering with their law-abiding duty, you know, that's a line, that red line. If you do that, you're gonna get arrested, and you should.
Well, we saw rioters, the Daily Caller has the report, rioters stormed an ICE building in Oregon, injuring off, you know, federal law enforcement officers there. You had a bunch of people in New York City arrested. We also had illegal aliens escaping from an ICE detention facility. Now there's a manhunt. Now there's a manhunt underway at that ICE detention facility in New Jersey. And then that Senator Padilla from California, I mean, for him to just, you know, try to bum rush the Homeland Security Secretary and then fight with her security detail, Secret Service, FBI, others that were there, and then to play the victim card, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, you know, I know the good senator from California. You know, look, yeah, you know, he's a senator. You're an example of conduct, and when you're the not only you're not the example, you're the counter example of it, of trying to do a media stunt and rush. Look, if he's going to be at the press conference, it was closed. It's easy, you know. He's got a whole staff. I'll be at the press conference. I'll be polite. I'll ask my questions. You don't have to agree with her. But you got, you know, ask your question, but you don't bum rush the stage. You don't, you know, you don't have your badge, don't have your staff with you, et cetera, et cetera. I think it was a media stunt, and unfortunately for him, it didn't work out nicely. And look, I've been a secretary. I have had death threats myself, my family, my dog, all have had death threats. And look, in this environment, we just had, you know, two, you know, politicians get shot in their home, you know, and you know, what a tragedy. You had Steve Scalise, good friend of mine, get shot and almost killed on a baseball field. So you got to take these threats seriously. And he was out of line. He should apologize. We'll see whether he does or not. But again, you know, if you look at your leadership, is the leadership needs to, you know, ask everyone to chill, protest, you know, your heart out, but let's do it in a professional, being professional, being your conduct shouldn't be violent. You shouldn't be having signs with profanity. But what are the kids, you know, you got kids out there. And is that really what we're trying to promote for our children?
You know, yeah, I don't think it helps them. I don't think all the profanity and all the, you know, F ICE, defund ICE, I think it just further hurts the Democrats. I mean, it's Kim Strassel, that's what she pointed out. You know, they've been doing this for 10 years now. You know, they had the pink you-know-what hats. Nancy in Roundup sent us a message. Imagine throwing a No King's Day protest after your party refused to hold a primary, anointed Kamala without a single vote, and attempted to remove Trump from state ballots only after your illegal lawfare scheme failed. That was a tweet by Kerry Smith. But, I mean, that nails
it. What? I got to tell you, Kerry was right on the mark. That's the best tweet I've heard, actually. Well, it is so ironic, so hypocritical. You're right. I mean, they had, without a primary, et cetera, remove them. And the government was spying on Trump three times. Remember, they spied on him on the Russian collusion, which was a hoax. They spied on him on the Ukrainian obstruction to justice. That was a hoax. And they spied on him at his residency in Mar-a-Lago. This is the government inside, you know, trying to topple a Democratic elected president. He's not a king. He's Donald J. Trump, and he's your president, and that's, you know, our country has decided.
That's right. About a minute to go here, Congressman Zinke. One good news story that ended up kind of getting buried amidst all the other crazy news last week. Not only did the House pass the one big beautiful bill, but you got the first of hopeful several rescissions packages across the finish line to cut back on federal overspending. So about $10 billion sounds like a good start.
It is a good start. You know, in rescissions, the Chevron decision, which is, you know, Congress, while we pass the bills, they're also the intent of Congress. So, you know, I sit in Congress, and I can tell you it wasn't the intent of Congress to fund transgender clinics in India. You know, and then the list goes on and on and on. So you look at these rescissions, and they're outside of the intent of Congress. They're wasteful, they're fraud, they're abuse. And our taxpayers should be going, you know, to these nefarious, you know, things. So, you know, I'm all about rescissions. We have to be careful that we fall within congressional intent. Let's not use it as policy, because when Congress passes a law and funds things within our intent, it's the president's, the executive branch's responsibility to execute those policies.
We got to hold it there, Congressman Zinke. Yeah, thanks for your time this morning.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, Mamdani's pledging to stop ICE from even doing their job. Well, that would be at odds with the federal government. This guy is, you know, he has the end goal of seizing the means of production. That is socialist, statist, radical, Marxist 101. That's him. That's Cuba. That's the Bolshevik Revolution. That's been tried many forms, names, manifestations. It all ends the same. Great promises, unfulfilled. And then, of course, more poverty. And then you calculate how much freedom you gave up in the name of security that was never secure. It's an age-old mistake.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify into precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times, remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 gold and silver kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Gold Co. has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. Now, you're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD, or go to the website HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Some sunshine early on today, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high nearing 87. Scattered showers early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low around 58. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday. Some storms may be severe with our high nearing 82. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night with a low around 55. Sunshine with a high of 84 into Sunday, then clear skies Sunday night with a low around 58. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Kara Foster.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone. Back now with the best of Montana Talks.
Yeah, so many great reactions. So I posted a story on our Montana Talks website. And then not only does that story go on our Montana Talks website, it goes on our KBUL radio station website for Billings, KMMS for Bozeman, KXTL for Butte. And then some of our other stations can pick up the coverage as well. So our friends at Cat Country on their Billings radio station, they'll pick up some of the coverage as well. I just got a kick out of reading the comments. I shared this No Kings protest coverage on our Montana Talks website, and I shared it at facebook.com/Flint Report. It's on the Cat Country Facebook page as well. And the comments are just classic. And some of these comments also came from a story that Tracy put together, where she had a bunch of photos from the protests in Billings, and then I shared a bunch of photos from the protest in Missoula that Roy McKenzie with Western Montana News had compiled. But you look at this stuff, and these people are so absurd. No kings. These people think judges get to be kings. These people think that some bureaucrat in some government agency can be a king. These people wanted to shut down your businesses. They shut down your churches. These people themselves thought they were kings and acted like tyrants during COVID-19. These were the people that were yelling at you like tyrants. If you were at the hardware store and you weren't wearing a mask, where's your mask? Sorry, I don't speak Chinese. You know, these people are nuts. And now they want to virtue signal and act like they stand up against kings. I mean, give me a break. Maureen Cordoza had a great post. I think this was on the Cat Country Facebook. Normal folks have been celebrating a No Kings Day since 1776. It's on the 4th of July every year. Jason Loveless, I think this one came from my Facebook page here. Let's talk about kings. The real kings are the ones who shut down your business, made you take a shot to keep your job, censored anyone questioning them, and controlled the media. And then Tad Brendan wrote this. Shared this meme here. I think it came from Cooper Wade Music on X. It takes a real idiot to march in a No Kings rally in a country you can only march in because it does not have a king. Brian Fraser. Ironically, countries with kings don't allow any protests called No Kings Day. So there you go. We were talking about Glacier Country, and here we go. Our Visit Montana highlight for this week, for about 6-7 weeks here, we're highlighting Montana's seven tourism regions. And, we were talking about Flathead Lake and Northwest Montana, all the mountains, all the lakes, all the scenery, you name it. Well, this week, as part of our tourism package, you've got a chance to win a tourism package provided by Glacier Country. Here's the Glacier Country giveaway package. One night stay at the Red Lion Hotel in Polson, You've got a gift certificate to the East Shore Smokehouse and a scenic flight tour with Blue Goose Aviation. But, yeah, we're highlighting Glacier Country this week. You know, not only do you have Flathead Lake, you've got Lake Coconusa up there, you know, that borders the Canadian border as well. I've actually gone to the U.S.-Canada border on a pontoon boat. You've got great fairs, rodeos, you name it, all across Glacier Country. And then plus, what about the Huckleberry-themed, you know, fairs and festivals and so much more. Here's the deal, though. If you want to win or have your chance to win this week's Glacier Country Tourism Giveaway, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway. All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to have time to take your phone calls. Plus, I got to play the Kim Strassel soundbite from Fox News and the Wall Street Journal report on Saturday. She highlighted where all the money is coming from for these protests that Tim and Billings talked about.
The latest Montana news and commentary. You know, Facebook and big tech don't want you to see it. So get it straight from the Montana Talks app. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and...